The suit, first filed by Johnson Controls in 1989, was sparked by environmental damage the company was responsible for at several lead smelting and landfill sites. To pay for the remediation of groundwater pollution, Johnson Controls turned to its insurance company, Travelers, asking them to pay or dispute the federal fines in court. Travelers refused, saying their policy didn't cover such claims. So Johnson Controls sued London Market, the company that insures Travelers. London Market also refused to pay. But in a 4-3 ruling, the state high court said the insurance companies are responsible in such cases. Johnson Controls attorney Mark Thompson says the decision reinforces the rights of the insured.
I think this is a straightforward from a consumer, whether you're a small business, a big business, or just an individual like you and I. When you pay a premium for coverage, you expect coverage.
But the insurance industry argued against that premise, insisting that an excess insurer like London Market shouldn't have to pay out when the primary insurer refuses to. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Annette Ziegler said the ruling will encourage primary insurers not to perform their duty to defend their policyholders and instead dump all responsibility on the excess insurance companies like London Market. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.